From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria on Thursday as Western Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. Joel Millman, a press officer for the International Organization for Migration, spoke with VOA from Geneva.
It's shocking because we're talking about a population that's already crossed from very dangerous places across the Sahara Desert or into the Mediterranean, where many have drowned. So to see this happening in Europe is quite shocking.
European Union members, Greece and Italy, and non-EU Balkan countries such as Macedonia and Serbia are dealing with much of the initial refugee burden through sea and land routes. More than 250,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year, according to the IOM. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has proposed the creation of a three-person team to investigate chemical weapons attacks in Syria. In 2013, the United States and Russia jointly demanded that Syria get rid of its chemical weapons to avoid what would almost certainly have been a U.S. military strike in response to a poison gas attack on civilians in Damascus. But the attacks have continued, and there are concerns that Syria is using other toxic agents such as chlorine gas. A new report is indicating that Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stimson Center say Pakistan possesses at least 350 nuclear warheads. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine as a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the ongoing violence by September the 1st. Officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped for another of the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. Separately, Ukraine accused Russia-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations on Thursday. Greece has a new female prime minister. Supreme Court Judge Valasiki Tano was sworn in as a caretaker head of government on Thursday. She and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections, which are to be held on September the 20th. The former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras resigned last week following an uprising in his Syriza party over the tough terms of the European Union bailout loans. Iraqi officials are saying an Islamic State suicide car bomber has driven into a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior military commanders. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic-held town of Ramadi in Anbar province, where pro-Baghdad forces have been battling the extremist for months. A man from the U.S. state of Arizona has been charged with supporting the Islamic State militants by helping a New York college student get terror training in Syria. 42-year-old Ahmed Mohammed El Gamal was indicted for providing material support to a terrorist group. Prosecutors say Gamal posted comments on social media supporting Islamic State, which were then seen by a 24-year-old college student in New York City. A new U.S. political survey shows billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump increasing his lead in the crowded race for the 2016 U.S. Republican presidential nomination. He has 28% support among Republican voters, easily topping his nearest challenger in the 17-candidate field, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who had 12% support across the country. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to lead the Democratic presidential contenders, but her lead, they say, is dwindling amid continuing questions about her email practices when she was in the U.S. government. President Obama traveled to the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, Thursday, there to meet with residents of the city devastated by Hurricane Katrina. 10 years ago tomorrow, the storm hit New Orleans, leaving 1,800 people dead. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.